Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
So, Amy, Travis, and myself are huge musical theater geeks.
Yes.
It was a huge part of our growing up experience. It speaks to who we are now. There is something so... There's something about singing how you feel, I think, that connects with the three of us. I think that's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Is that some? I remember telling a friend, I was so happy. I was sharing such an incredible moment with a dear friend of mine. And she asked, like, well, what are you feeling right now? I said, I feel like I can only express this through song.
Yeah, you know, for me, like, I love plays. I think they're really good, but plays aren't as magical to me, where, like, plays, even some of my favorite comedies, and, you know, speaking of magical, and we mentioned before, like, one of my favorite theatrical comedies ever is Midsummer Night's Dream. Like, I love it, and it is a thoroughly enjoyable comedy. But, like, there's something about a musical, there's something about, like... Like, I can remember...
Although, oh, man, side note, we've lost access to a lot of it, but I love how much of classical theater was, like, secretly also kind of a musical.
Yes.
Shakespeare had music in it. Greek plays had music in it.
Yes.
People made fun of other Greek authors for their dumb lyrics. Like, it was... Yeah, we just don't know a lot. Anyway, okay, continue.
It's a very good point.
But, like, there's something about the feeling, I don't know, that I don't know if it's, like, the actual music itself and, like, you feel a build in it, but, like, most of my, like, pump-up jams are, like, musicals. Like, there's a song from the Scarlet Pimpernel called Into the Fire, and it's, like, epic. It's, like, all about, it starts, it's, I'm trying to remember, I'll sing the opening of it.
Okay.
David walked into the fire. Wait, no, that's not how it starts. David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must scale. There will always be perilous waters that someone must sail. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep your fighting spirit alive, boys. Let the shiver of it sting you, spring in the battle, fling to your feet, boys. Never hold back your step for a moment, never doubt, and your courage will grow. For it's higher and higher, and into the fire we go. It's a little bit out of my range, but...
Oh my God!
It's a very late, and it literally ends in the staging of them, like, on a ship, like, sailing for France, as they, like stand on the prow of the ship, like, on this chorus of, you know, like, basically swashbuckling dudes going to... It's amazing. It's incredible. And, like, it's just this, like, build and build and build and build, and it's so good. But then at the same time, another one of my favorite songs is You Walk With Me from Full Monty. That's a very simple...
I don't know this one either.
You don't know this one? Oh.
No.
Okay, so this dude... So it's the guy in Full Monty who, spoiler alert, starts a relationship with another guy in the team of the dancers. And, like, his mother passes away. And so he is eulogizing at the funeral and singing this song about, like, is it the wind there over my shoulder? Is it your voice? Oh, I'm losing my voice. Calling. It goes into falsetto. Let me see if I can do it.
Yes.
Calling quietly over the hilltop. Anyways, but he sings this whole song.
I'm still there for this.
He sings this whole song about you walk with me. And about, like, two-thirds of the way in the song, he's singing about, like, wondering if he'll be alone. And, you know, the lyric is like, will I be alone? I'll drop it an octave and then I can actually sing it.
Yes.
There in the darkness, no, not alone, not alone, and I'll never be. And his voice breaks and, like, he can't continue. And then the guy oh, it chokes me up. The guy,
yeah.
The other guy steps up and like holds his hand and picks up and says, no, not alone, for you walk, you're walking with me. I'm going to cry. And then the two of them pick it up as a duet and sing the rest of the song together about not being alone. And it's fucking amazing. There's also this incredibly just nice little pleasant moment where one of the other dancers, like in a bit, like in a musical break, says they're holding hands, and another one of the guys says, yeah, so what? And he says, oh, he says, my wife and I don't even hold hands anymore. And it's just heartbreaking. And it's like this nice moment of like, you think he's going to say something about like, oh, I never know those two were gay or whatever. But like his point was like, that's so romantic and white. Like, oh. And like his whole story about line is about reconnecting with his wife. Anyway, it's like an incredible moment. But like, it's this thing of like having these really, you can have these epic build moments, or you can like tell this honest moment in a way that like a monologue just wouldn't really convey, or a dialogue just wouldn't convey the same, where the universality of music is such that like when you are listening and watching that, like you don't need to like it's something about like not when someone does a monologue and there's a really like cool metaphor or something and it's like, oh, I think he meant this, and I think it's like this, and this is what I got from that moment. But when you're watching a musical and you get a musical number like that, you're like, I know exactly what I'm supposed to feel, and I am feeling it. And like that, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it's musical. I mean, for me, music is the language of my heart. And for musical theater, across all musicals, if you are feeling an emotion, there is a perfect song for what you are feeling.
Right.
And it is like an elevated form of telling people how you feel. I mean, I think of so many times, there's so many times where like character playlists that I've made have a number from a musical theater. And it's just, they're always so relevant. And
yes,
God, I mean, I used to have a trained voice. I don't so much anymore. And so I'll learn a lot of musical theater numbers on my violin, because that's sort of the musical expression that lets me soar. But I mean,
oh man, Erica, are you going to learn the love thing from Crazy Rich Asians on the violin?
Which one? Because I'm learning Can't Help Falling in Love on guitar, and I was learning that, and then they played it in the God, I'm, oh God. But yeah, just like musicals have been there for me my entire life, you know, starting from when I was a little kid, and I was one of the children in the King and I.
Aww.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.